Hi, my name is Choi Chen, and I'm going to read the article Princeton Birds Interviewing Local Bird Watchers, written by Ozma Froh and Angelica Hu, and published in the Vanguard section of the March 2025 issue of The Tower. As spring begins to emerge from the frost of winter, birds make the long migratory flight back to colder regions, preparing themselves for the breeding season. It is possible to observe this influx through birding, a common hobby that involves identification of different species of birds, observing their behaviors, and appreciating their beauty and diversity. Many people have turned this activity into a hobby, and different organizations birds host birdwatching events. I really represent myself as a birder, but I am a life member of the New Jersey Abramum Society. I also do volunteering with the Watershed Institute, said Mary Joan Gaynor, a longtime Princeton resident and avid birdwatcher. While some people participate in various activities of birdwatching within organizations, others do it for fun. I describe myself as a hobbyist. I am aware of the Princeton Birding Society, which I haven't been able to join yet for a birdwatching excursion. I've hosted some of my classmates for bird watching at Institute Woods, and I recently auctioned a community service auction bird watching trip at Institute Woods later this year, said Matteo Trevino, a student at Princeton University. Past bird watching events, such as the Great Backyard Bird Count, have participants monitor bird feeders and record their observations, a way for people to still interact with nature while staying indoors. Upcoming bird events such as the World Series of Birding are hosted by the New Jersey Abadon, encouraging participants to collaborate on recording as many bird species as possible through visual and or auditory cues. It's sort of a competition. You get involved with the team and you go out for a period of 24 hours and record as many bird species as you can recognize visually or auditorially, said Gaynor. In terms of equipment, birdwatching is generally an outdoor activity that involves keen sight and patience. People mainly use binoculars and writing utensils, mainly for viewing the birds and providing description. Newer equipment, such as digiscopes, which are cameras attached to scopes, enable birdwatching and photography. Other advancements in technology allowed birdwatchers to identify species of birds based on a few observations, such as Cornell's Labs app, Merlin Bird ID. You put it in size and the shape of a bird and it'll figure out species. They also have a sound ID feature in the app, which will listen to the bird song or call and it will show you what the bird is, said Gaynor. However, these are concerns about the state of environment. The recent avian flu has affected birds such as chickens and hawks and is fatal for all affected species. Alterations to the habitats of local organisms affect the population of birds, as well as many other animals. The ingestion of pesticide DDT often posed a dire concern to the bald eagle population, which declined and became critically endangered. Before, you would really have to try hard to see one in New Jersey. Now there are bald eagle pairs. There are hundreds of them in the state, and that was because of the banning of DDT, said Gaynor. Nature cleanups are a collective effort, allowing for both the maintenance and the habitat, and for forming new connections with members of the community. Establishments such as the Watershed Institute and Friends of Princeton host many cleanups at natural preserves, such as the Mountain Lakes Preserve. For conservation efforts in everyday life, civilians can reduce the consumption of electricity and engage in reducing plastic pollution by recycling and opting for reusable options. The conservation of wildlife is crucial for the survival of birds, serving as the staples of nature. One of nature's most recognizable sounds is the singing of birds, vital for the beauty of the environment and for maintaining ecosystem balance. The preservation of nature's well-being is not only vital for human life, but also for the countless other organisms that interact with birds.